Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
What I came to do again is to bless you. And in keeping with God's intention of dominion, blessing is important. And I will just read the scripture, then I will do blessings. The book of Genesis chapter number 1, we can't talk about that dominion mandate without us looking at the narratives of Genesis chapter number 1 and from verse 24, preferably to verse 28. So if you have that media, you can quickly give it to me, then we will proceed. Okay. Genesis chapter number 1, we'll read from verse 24 to verse 28, four verses of the scripture this morning. Father, we ask you once again that you make the life and the spirit of your word available. Lord, time is not a barrier. Space is not a barrier. Lord, we ask you, cause eternity to influence time, that this hour your intent might find full expression, that your people may experience the trueness of life, in Jesus' mighty name. And God said, let the earth bring forth. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping things, beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. So that was the conclusion of nature by creation. God had created everything before he created man. Are you with me? That's the wisdom of God. That by the virtue of age, every other thing is older than man. So age does not make you more important. By the virtue of age and order in creation, every other thing was created before man. These beasts you are seeing in the field, they were even created before man. And concluded, all kinds of animals ever found have existence in this present earth before man, according to the scripture. And so in verse 25, are you coming with me, God's people? Yes, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Everything concluded. But in verse number 26, God said, do you want to understand God's intent? That when God has set everything in place, that was why God now said, yes, the chief creation will now come. And I need you to apply that to your life. If you must follow God, you must follow this order. Are you here? That anytime God is bringing anything forth out of your life, it is because everything that is required for it is ready. In the midst of creation, are you with me, God's people? In the midst of creation, everything man will ever need for purpose came before man. Even everything that God assigned man to do came before man. That's to tell you that your purpose came before you. That's to tell you that your provisions came before you. Can you live your life in this order? Can you live your life in an understanding that whatever God commands you to do, everything required came before the command? Can you live your life with that understanding? Can you live your life to stop thinking about this thing that God asked me to do? How will I get things that I will use? Is somebody with me this morning? That God, whenever you see God introducing anything to you, it is because the things required for that thing to be fulfilled came before it. So when Jesus was going, he said, I'm going to prepare a place so that where I am, you will also be. The Lord always invites you to readiness. Always. Always. Not sometimes. Stop living your life as if you are the one trying to scout for survival. What your life is about is fulfillment. Because all things are ready. I don't know if you can help me tell three people that all things are ready. You know, I know so many people are finding it very difficult to believe this morning, but that's why I'm showing you from the scripture. In God's order, all things are ready. The only thing is that in the order of man's creation, man now came before a woman. That's why when we are teaching people to be married, we ask that a man should be ready first. Don't jump into the arms of a man that is not ready. Because in God's creation, it is a man that is ready that God put to sleep, took his rib, and created a woman. If you jump to the hand of a man that is not ready, God did not lead you there. And when we are talking about readiness in that order, we talk about God settling the man in true maturity. And I'm not actually talking about money. Because money is a very fluid matter. When I got married, I'm sure my wife married me by faith because she might not be too sure I can take care of her. Because all I had was when we went for counseling, they asked me, I asked, what are the requirements? They said, you must have a big mattress. And I got the biggest. They said I must have a house. I got the house without a couch in my sitting room. In fact, I asked the woman to go and inspect the house. When he saw my first house, he said, you, I can't marry you inside this place. Because you always carry people everywhere. Since I've known you, people always follow you, crowd. Now you want to marry me in a one bedroom so that they'll come and share my bed. I said, give me 3 months. I got a 3-bedroom. I don't have capacity for many, but at least I have capacity for basic. And I asked Pastor, what else? He said, at least a big mattress. So I said, en yawo ni many. And I went to get 6x7. And the one I got, you don't need to put it on any wood. It was as tall as my knee. I invested everything I had into it. I said, come see Maracana Stadium. And when the woman came, he said, yes, this marriage is settled. But I didn't know that the woman would like to drive very big cars. But she now started asking me, when are you buying the big car? I said, give me time. And giving me time now, I've driven many cars in the midst of the years. Now, I didn't come here for marriage counseling. I came here to tell you who. Are you here, God's people? Yes, I came here to tell you that God does not call you without a plan. And that God does not work emergency plans. There is no time God calls you into an emergency plan. And sometimes when you are praying as if you are the one that is sending God on an errand to go and quickly look at what he can do to settle you. So you pray, Oluwa, my God, what are you doing? Look at me. When will you do it?
and you are firing the prayer so that it will hit God, and God will start running around and say, Angel Michael, what can we really do to fix this guy? Can we do something urgently? This guy is crying. Are you here? Now, God is never in an emergency plan. If there is any reason to you pray, the reason you pray is you. So that your eyes will be open to things that you already said to. Or so that you will be prepared and positioned for the things he already said to. Help me tell your neighbor, things he already said to. That's what your life is about. Let me move forward by giving you the second point I brought, which is the final point. When God made man, he put him into an estate that was ready. And believe you me, even despite the fall of man, in God's redemption, you are brought into an estate that is ready. May God open your eyes. When he sent people for the banquet, in that parable of the banquet, he said, go call them, tell them, all things are ready. All. Can you say all? Say my marriage. Say my finance. Say everything. Say all things are ready. You know, that is the mentality of dominion. The mentality of dominion is not the mentality of lack. That's why you must operate as if everything is available. Talk. You know, when you begin to grow yourself that way, you discover all things are truly ready. I've seen instances that I talk in this from this realm, and people look at me as if, are you okay? Because when I'm talking from this realm, and some people say, Pastor, that doesn't sound reasonable. But I know it's ready. It's just how to appropriate the things that are ready, that I'm believing God for. Because I know all things are ready. Except it is not what God has commanded. If it is what God has commanded, all things are ready. And may God help you to find the things that are commanded. If it's the one that commanded your school, the fees are ready. I was with Wale in the U.S. We were talking. And he said, sir, you remember when we went to pray in the camp? I said, I remember. And you told me, we will do this masters. I said, how will we do this masters? We didn't find scholarships. I said, well, I know you will. He's an associate professor now. And while we were talking one day, the Lord said to me, tell him, I will fix it. We were looking for money. His boss that didn't like him, called him one day and said, as you are going, we are going to give you money to pay for the things you want to pay for, so you can pay back later when you start working. Somebody say, all things are ready. The people that don't like your face will come back to favor you. These people don't know how to say amen again. This week, strangers will help you. This week. You won't do so much to earn favor. I say you will not do so much to earn favor. I say you will not do so much to earn favor. Why? Because favor is in the estate where you are planted. Lift your right hand up. Say, my name is Ayodeji. Say, favor is in that estate where I am planted. You know, I don't know. Pastors like to pray for people to start blessing them. I realize it's not true. Ajumobi kokanta anu. Eni Oluwa aransi ni ni nse ni lore. Are you here? Somebody called me. I said, God said he should be sending me money. I said, And I even forgot to pray for her. And I forgot even the thing he said. God said he should be sending to me. He told me number of months. I said, he didn't tell me the amount. So I said, it's okay. He said, sir, all I want is just your account details. I said, okay, don't worry. In my usual way, I forgot it. It took me 1 month for him to be calling me, sir. That thing, you have not sent it to me. Oh, can I call your PA? I said, okay, is it that about that my account details? Okay, that's all right. That's what I will send it. Maybe I thought it was just $10 out of the tithe. Then at the end of that month, sent me money. Eh? I just saw one money entered my account. I said, who is this? Then I traced it. I called her. I said, okay, she sent me a receipt. I said, come, I don't understand. What do you do? What kind of work do you do? Have I prophesied to you before? He said, no. What miracle did you get in our administration? He said, nothing. He said, I was just on my own. I was just on my own when God invaded me. I said, you see that man? Be sending him money for so number of times. I said, okay, let me pray for you. I started whining my prophetic gift to see if I can give her a word. There was no word. I just said, God bless you, God bless you. I said, God, this one that I'm not trying, this one that I'm not bringing supernatural, this girl might not obey you again. God, I want this girl to obey you to the end. No word, no word. Then, for all the months, I didn't call her. But the alert kept coming. I didn't call her. I didn't call her. I didn't call her. Yeah. Then one day I just woke up and said, you didn't call her. Are you okay? You won't do so much this week. And what a man badura, that man lay and delivery. That man fi artifice shake no dragon. Then no do it then. Balaya Borakesu. You must carry a different mindset in this your new year. Are you ready, Dominion people? Are you ready to carry a different mentality? Let me tell 7 people all things are ready. 7. Jump up 3 times and say, all things are ready. You know why I'm asking you to do this? You must activate it by all means. That's why I shared my testimony, because I now live with the mentality of all things are ready. I don't check my account balance to make projections. My budgetary plan is not based on last year's revenue. My budgetary plan is that God shall supply my name according to his riches. You don't understand. You don't understand. When I look at that scripture, the riches of God is serious. At the level of God's riches, he said, I own thousands of cattle upon the thousands of hills. I wrote that down. That is his riches on earth. Abi, I saw him in another place. He said, silver and gold. So if he takes to settle with gold, he will bring it. He said, silver and gold is man. That is on a natural scale. I look at him in another scale. He said, In that sound, the earth is the Lord. Oh my God. So New York Stock Exchange is under his command. And all investors there. He said, the earth is the Lord and it. I want you to shout fullness. So there is nothing you call wealth in the earth that is owned by Satan. Even plus including Satan. If Satan is in the earth, God can use him to bless you. Oh. As Satan, as ugly as Satan is, he can send him on errands to bless you. Stamp your feet 3 times. I saw it again. The earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. He now said the world. That's economic world. Commercial world. Landscapes. Material world. Properties. The world and what? And all. Somebody say all. Shout it again. Oh! Do you understand that that is still on a natural scale? It has not fulfilled the description of what Paul was saying. Because he said, the Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches. Then he said, in glory. Now, all these ones I mentioned, they are not yet in glory. Now, if God decides to leave the earth and go to glory, that is all that God is and all that God has. The doxa, the weight of God. If God decides to throw his weight on a man, I met a man in New York. He finished primary school only. He said, I have 76 houses in Dallas. When he wants to communicate with you in English, you will have to dodge many bullets. Can I say, Pastor, I was going. See you there. I said, what's wrong with this guy? Since you got to the U.S., you should have improved your English. And God said, they're there. They look. When he came to the hotel and finished greeting me and left in Maryland, when he left, all the honorarium the churches have given me to put together, he handed it in envelope and said, sir, I didn't know we were going to see today. Next time you are coming around, let me know. I said, this one is because you don't know. If you now know, come. Speak in the Holy Ghost if you can. Are you here, God's people? According to his riches in glory. Lift your hands. Say, supplies are coming for me. According to his riches. Not according to Nigeria economy, but according to his riches. Even in glory. Why? Because all things are ready. Are you here? This year, as you enter into another season, you scale up. Say, I'm scaling up. I'm upgrading. I'm going to another height. Even another level. Prophesy it again. I scale up. Hello. I walked into, and I've said this again and again, I walked into one of the Lagos contractors some years ago in Ikeja here. And I got to his office. He just said, there's something about this guy. I got with one of my friends. He said, there's something about this guy. I said, I don't know. He said, well, what do you do? And my friend said, he's my friend from secondary school. We've been together all the years. And I was just exchanging pleasantries. He said, there's something about this guy. He said, are you a pastor? I said, yes, I am a pastor. Oh, so yeah, I know. You get as you enter, I just feel something. And we just finished the talk. We got into the staircase. Before we got down, I saw he was making a call, bring the cars out. He just imported some cars. When we got outside, he now said, Oga, choose one of these cars. I did not pray. I didn't do VG. I said, I don't understand, sir. He said, I want to give you one of the cars. Do you want the SUV or this one? I had to consult the guy that came with me. I said, working in that down. In the multitude of cancer, there is safety. Yahoo. Then we look at the one that is very slick. That Avalon. I said, sir, we take this one. I said, but sir, I don't understand what you are trying to do. He said, you don't have to understand. Me, I understand what I'm trying to do. You can't have to. By the time you get home and drive your car, you understand what you have. He gave me the key. He says, sir, I won't give you a car without registering the car. Ah. He said, I have to give you money to register. So let me have your account details, sir. I gave him the account details. We drove straight. As my PA said, okay, Jen, drive here. I said, go and drive the other one. I drove. The smell was satisfying. As I was driving out, I have not driven to the house. He sent me ₦1,000,000 to register the car. I registered the car, ₦36,000. You won't do so much. Favor will begin to establish you. You know why I'm saying all this? Read verse 26 to 28, then you pray. I'm done. If you didn't hear anything now, you can't hear anything again. If you were careless to have been laughing without hearing, I'm sorry. But God has sent me to you and I've delivered a word to you. And every one of you, hey, this year, this is the year you scale up for greater things. Touch your head, receive that blessing. You must do great things. You must take giant strides. I break average. I break smallness. Enter greatness. Greatness! Hello, God's people. It's not an abuse if you are in ranking with the men who have show of greatness in this nation. It's not an abuse. It is a placement. It is a right that God has given believers. I have come to stand as a father over the house. Now enter greatness. Every fuse that regulates your life to average and smallness, I command it to break in the name of Jesus. I command it to break. I command it to break. Before the end of April, 17 among you here, you will become a proof of this word. One of our friends came here. In 1 year, you remember? In 1 year, they have erected an auditorium of worship. They spent over $1 billion and they didn't borrow. They didn't announce who wants to give. When the money was coming, he called me one day and said, sir, I can't understand this matter. Under 1 month, offering that entered our account without service is over $250 million. He said, is this the word you said? I said, it looks like it. I also love this thing that is happening to you. What God has done for one, he can do to another. Prophet, go and begin to look at the buildings to buy. Don't rate this work by the tithe these people are bringing. God will use them more than what they have done before. Was it Pastor Desmond Church that a pastor was sitting beside us, and I gave a word to that pastor during the ministration that a man is coming to your church. I mentioned the name of the man. When he got to Osho, that church was in Oshogbo or something, he said the man came. He gave the testimony the following year. He said when the man came to the church, he didn't know that was the name, because the name they introduced him as was not the name. It took like a week or two before they discovered that was the man that he got in prophecy. And the man looked very ordinary. He just comes early to church. And in no time, the man brought his uncle, one thing connected to another, one of the resources that changed financial position, elevation of that church, became that man. So sometimes greatness comes in ordinariness. So as you enter this season, your eyes will be open. Yeah. A small man, a servant, was the one that led Saul to meet Samuel. And when they got to Samuel's place, Samuel said, "Is not the desire of the whole Israel upon you and your house?" And Saul looked at himself and said, "My house care. I'm a Benjaminite. I belong to the smallest tribe of Israel, and my family is the smallest of the smallest. Why are you not saying the whole attention of Israel is on me and my family?" The man said, "You don't know information about you that I'm downloading right now. The information about you is that you are the next king of Israel. Prior to that time, there has never been a king. So it is difficult to believe I'll be a king if there has never been a king. Things that are big, difficult to believe are coming to pass." Lift your hand up for dominion. Things that are difficult to believe. You know why I'm saying? You know why I'm doing this? When God said to the people, "Let us make man in our own image and after our likeness," what did he say? He said that they may have dominion over every other thing that is made. And how did he activate the dominion? And the Bible says, "And the Lord blessed them." That's how dominion is activated. Please tell them next week. That's how dominion is activated. Abaya ragoziya tanaya. Bariko sitala katuzaya tanayaka. Call them. Call everyone here to come next week. Have communion. Break bread. Release a new chapter. It is called a chapter of dominion. I activate it by blessing. I break the power of smallness. Average, be gone. Ah, shut up, Oravesia. Eruba katande bulaliya sandebala. You know, as I screamed, I just saw in the spirit stars rising. I saw brightness coming out. There are 17 of you here. Before April is over, you will become an embodiment of the word. In the name of Jesus, shout the name of Jesus 7 times. Go ahead and move your feet and say, "I enter another level of dominion." Ayadokosira batai. Agado beroshia da kotuskadaya. Erusakata. Every near success syndrome, I command it to break. Every wind that takes your rain away, I command that wind to stop. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Oh, Marazu Yala Bedozo Yo Ayara de Genege Suyata. Hey! Ara de Gede 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 Oh yeah, do masaya de alabado galabere di galada yada irokata zakaza rabakada gayata womanade sayata yata. Receive that entrance, receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. As I round up, an anointing is in this house. It is breaking hardship. I'm not joking now. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Aya bokusa la manama rosiata akoto on de bakuta eluze ketusa ayidoko to rukataya erosakata. You have not been able to break that hardship. It has been difficult to enter that level. You have received, you have engaged resistance. consistent resistance. I command it to break. 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 Break, 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 break. I release you to go by flight. Go by flight. Go by flight. Go by flight. Every door that you have knocked before now that is leading to your furtherance, to your development, to your growth, but they have not opened up till now, I command them to open on their own accord. I command them to open on their own accord. I bring you blessing from the Lord. Go by flight. Go swiftly. Go. Go forward. Go. Go. Go forward. Let oil rest on you. Let oil rest on you. Break and shift. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke break. Let the burden be taken off you. Off your shoulder. The yoke of your neck. Let the yoke be destroyed. Yoke be destroyed. By the anointing. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Soak yourself in this blessing. Soak yourself in this blessing. Oh yeah, the Bokusila Bayakata. Arede Bele Kosaya Bahata. Ayala Baya Domena Kasala Baya. Ayada Baba Baba Bara Bokosia Laha. Arete Tete Tete. Pray for the spirit of the deep. Kaya Kado, you are mighty on your throne. Pray for, pray for, pray for the spirit of the deep. Let it come like an avalanche. You are mighty on your throne. 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 You are mighty. Yes, sir. You are mighty
on your throne.
Ancient of days, every ancient doors that resist men, we command them to open for your sake. Lift your head, O eagle, but lifted ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory enter. I declare a jubilee, I declare release. I declare the beginning of a new beginning. I declare the beginning of a new beginning. And she be gone. Average be gone. Smallness be gone. Bitterness be gone. Sickness be gone. Sickness be gone. Poverty be gone. Failure be gone. Be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone. All works of darkness be gone. Sin be gone. Sin be gone. Open your mouth and give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Showing me the 16th of March, a door that is secured. I command you to enter into it. That is a significant door of elevation for somebody. On the 16th of March, you will return with a testimony. And I use this also to secure dates and number. For every one of you that is here, you will not miss that day. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that day will come for you. That day will come for you. If you receive it, lift your hand and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
You have received the word and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.